Welcome to Teal Table Talks. Join us around the table for an in-depth and behind-the-scenes look at soundscapes and the community we serve. I'm Carol Minter, Executive Director at Soundscapes, and my special guest today is Gabe Diaz.
Hello.
Gabe is Executive Director for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion with the City of Hampton. He's a member of reggae band United Souls, and as of July 2023, he's a member of the Soundscapes Board of Directors, and we're going to talk about all of that today.
Nice, nice.
So thank you for coming today. I'm really excited to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me. I've been watching the Teal Table.
So oh, good.
I'm at the Teal Table. Sweet.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Well, so I'd love to start with your role with the City of Hampton.
Sure.
So when people hear that title, the you know Executive Director for DEI, they don't necessarily know what that means.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit, what does it mean to be the Executive Director for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, and what does your work look like for the City of Hampton?
What does it mean to be the Executive Director? It means that I have to answer every phone call. And I've got to respond to every email. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. Mm-hmm. It's an amazing honor to serve my city. Our city as the executive director. The name for the office, Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, appears to be somewhat of trending most recently, but our office has been in existence since the 1900s, since 1995. So yeah. It's amazing work that's been built on other individual shoulders, but it really just involves connecting citizens and making sure that everyone's voice is heard, is celebrated, and valued with programs that we put together and initiatives that we lead. So it's an honor to be able to lead the office, but it's selfless work that that hopefully touches everyone in our city.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I know the Diversity College?
Yes.
Tell me something about that, because I know we actually one of our employees has been through that program.
Our flagship program. It's an interactive conversation-based program. It's free and it's open to the public. It started in 2000. And we have graduated over 5,000 participants.
Oh, my gosh.
So,
that's amazing.
Yes. Very, very excited about the program. And it really proves itself to be one of the most engaging programs that our office offers. Mm-hmm. By way of conversations with diverse citizens, speaking about various facets of their life. So it really puts individual citizens in a service matter expert role, because you are the service matter expert of your life experience. And we're sharing them with facilitated dialogue and various topics around socioeconomics, status, class, religious diversity, the ageisms that we encounter, LGBTQ awareness, all things diversity. And it really is a platform where we create safe space so that we can really unpack some of these difficult concerns that we have in our city, and then celebrate our wins as well.
That's awesome. And you said the program is free, right?
It's free. It's open to the public.
That's awesome.
We offer it throughout the year. So it's a sequential program, meaning we offer it level 1, 2, and 3. And you can't jump into level 3 if the topics look good before you've taken 1 and 2. So we invite everyone to kind of join the conversation at a base level, like Diversity 101. And then we open it up and it gets a little deeper as we build trust within the classmates, if you will. So that's the only reason why we call it college, is because you can't jump in where you want. You've got to start as a freshman, if you will.
Got it.
but it's an amazing program. And after everyone completes, they're offered a certificate of completion signed by the mayor and myself, and then an invitation to join the next level.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You know, you shared something with me at the State of the City end of last year, that Hampton has achieved a really incredible recognition for their for being a really diverse and welcoming community. And I'm hoping that you're going to be able to help me think of who it was nationally that recognized you all.
Yes, yes.
Tell me more.
So a few national recognitions, actually.
Okay.
Hampton.
There we go.
But I believe you might be talking about our Perfect 100 score for
that
the NEI.
Yes.
Which is the Municipal Index Equality Score.
Yes.
So that's facilitated by the Human Rights Campaign. And it's a scorecard for municipalities and private sector industry to pretty much rate yourself on your inclusive practices to the LGBTQ community. And the city started responding in 2014. It's a scorecard from 0 to 100. And in 2014, we responded at a 0. But it gave us a place to move, you know. So thankfully, the previous directors have been moving the needle, and I was excited to receive our perfect 100 score for the last fiscal year.
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it really just, and it's no real one person's work, but rather just the collective city showing that we have benefits and services for said community, and that, you know, you're welcomed and you're seen here as a municipality. So it feels good.
That's great. That's fantastic. Well, so let's talk for a minute about your role as a Soundscapes board member. We are so pleased to have you on our board.
Nice. Thank you.
What was it about the mission and the work at Soundscapes that made you interested in our program and made you want to be part of our leadership?
Well, I think it was the intentionality behind the tour that you all set us up with. It grabbed me. It really did. And being able to see the one-on-one transformation, I mean, in just a day, I walked through and I watched a class light up with the instructor in front of them, you know, very unconventional teaching in some of the classes. And that's really how I came to music, very unconventional. I didn't go through my mother sending me to piano lessons or, you know, we were renting instruments. We didn't have any of that, you know, so we were literally beating on buckets in the lunch counter and, you know, and just finding pianos in conference, in choir rooms and just tinkering around. So to be able to see that you all are tapping into the young people wherever they are on their music journey, like, that was important to me. Yeah.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Well, so one of the reasons that you really are such a good fit for our board is you are a musician yourself.
Yes, thank you.
And I love this, that you were actually a student musician. You were a musician all the way back in high school, right?
So yes, yes.
I know you've kind of shared with me before that music was important to you in high school and you know, kept you engaged.
Absolutely, absolutely. When we moved to my childhood home, it was probably 20 steps away from the local high school, Phoebus High School. Mm-hmm. And Phoebus has a long legacy of amazing marching band, concert band, jazz band. Mm-hmm. And so I was privy to their rehearsals outside even before I came to high school. So, of course, it was a natural progression for me in middle school and then the high school. So I tell people the first band I led was about 130 people, you know, as a drum major for Phoebus High.
Yeah.
And just really wanted to make sure that I found my sound, you know. So, yes, very much a student musician and just picking up instruments that spoke to me, you know. So I think the direct connection to Soundscapes was natural. And I honestly, I came into it with a different mindset because I was thinking that you all were leaning on my expertise as a musician and, you know, being a working musician, a student musician. And I remember at my first board meeting, this is what you gave us. Mm-hmm. It was a kazoo. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, oh, okay, well, I've played a few instruments, but I'll give everybody the bass level instrument, yeah. You know? And I don't know if you noticed, but in the board meeting, I blew it. And I was quite embarrassed that I thought I was an accomplished musician and I couldn't play the bass level instrument that we were all sharing.
Yeah.
And it got to me.
Wow,
and
I did not know that.
I took it home and I put it in the car and I blew it at the stoplight and I didn't do anything. And it worried me. I said, well, am I qualified?
Oh, no.
You know, like, and then I realized that the kazoo needs your sound. Mm. And it hit me. I said, this is what Soundscapes is doing. It's finding their sound, you know. So it really meant something to me when you all gave this to me. And I said, okay, well, this is something I know I don't need to mess with that. And then I realized, well, maybe this is how Soundscapes finds children and finding their sound. So thank you for this gift. And thank you for the invitation to the board. Yeah.
I love that. That was wonderful. No, that's a great metaphor, and I will be using it. Thank you.
You can.
That's great. Well, so you said instruments, plural. What instruments do you play?
Well, my first instrument in school was a trumpet, and that was given to me by my cousin. He was a trumpet player in high school, so started there and played around on the French horn. Difficult embouchure for that.
Yes.
But so salute to Ray.
Yeah, absolutely.
And his expertise.
Yep.
And then, of course, I found my way on the keys, and then I moved to drums and valve trombone and currently, I'm the lead singer of my band, but I've picked the trumpet back up. So I found my way back to my first instrument.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I think I should have just said, what instruments do you not play?
No, there's a few that I don't really. I wish I'd played around with the strings a bit more.
Okay.
You know, but yeah. There's still time.
Yeah, absolutely. There's hang still on time. To that. We're going to come back to that. So,
okay.
So, yeah, hang on to that idea. So, good. So you mentioned your band, United Souls. So tell me about your band.
United Souls is probably one of the most meaningful music commitments that I've made. It says it in the name. So we're a conglomerate of musicians from all different backgrounds, collectively coming underneath the reggae umbrella. But we bring all of our musical influences. So we grew up on jazz, on fusion, on hip-hop, on R&B, on blues, on punk. You know, so we incorporate a little bit of that into our sound. Recording artists, so we've got a few albums out, and we've been in the studio recently doing a lot of good things, or what I think are good things. And just really trying to just create a world sound from Virginia.
That's great. Now, I did a little bit of research, and I found out, so United Souls has actually been around for more than 30 years, is that right?
Yeah.
And you said it's actually, like, there's a family connection, right?
Sure, yeah. I tell people this isn't anything new, but I grew up in this band. So my cousin, Ed Dredd, is the band leader and bass player. And so naturally hanging out at the family house, and I was, you know, sitting down in the garage space just waiting to get my turn at the instruments, and, you know, and they realized, wait a minute, he's mocking us. He's playing what we're playing. And so it was just a natural progression. So right around my final high school years, I started jamming out with the band, and I've been in ever since.
That's amazing. Yeah. And I know you play a lot locally. What do you all have coming up?
Well, it's festival season.
Yeah.
So we got a lot of festivals coming up. We're headlining the Hampton Mosaic Fest.
Nice.
April 20th. And just a bunch of things. We just did something in the water last year, and we're invited back again. So just... I tell people we've done the touring dates, and we've been up and down the coast, and then we all had children, so we're kind of like a local theme park, if you will. You know, it's an amazing ride, but you got to come here to get on it. You know, so we're not really traveling anymore, but you know, Busch Gardens, you can't get that outside. You got to come to Virginia for that. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
So okay, I have a confession to make.
Okay.
Because you all play a lot of times. Is it Thursday nights?
Thursday we've got a residency at Manhattan. Yes.
So I've seen you all listed on Facebook, and it's at like 9:30 at night. That is late. That is past my bedtime.
I tell people if I wasn't on the bill, I wouldn't be that late. So thank you for everybody that shows up to support the vibe. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a bit of a late night. Manhattan has a longstanding history of music and just, you know, all things entertainment and fun for the community. So we fit right into their schedule. And it's actually the longest running reggae night in Virginia.
Nice.
So, it feels good. So we'll have to plan a Friday off for you and your husband. And
can then you do can, that? Let me know. I will be there.
I don't
know.
Whatever I need to do, write a note to and say she's got an engagement.
There you go. Thank you.
And then you can come and rock out with us.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. No, that's great. Thank you so much for all this. This has been great. So one of the things I really love about the local music community is how collaborative and supportive it is.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. That's probably one of the things that I love the most, too, mm-hmm. is I've made musician friends out here. Probably one of the most memorable collaborations is probably because it's recent, was a fellow board member, Vice Mayor Jimmy Gray, and I were invited to join the Hampton Educators Foundation's fundraiser, which was like a concert put together with a super band. So I found out that he was a bass player.
Yes.
And I fronted the band, and we've been invited 2 years in a row. It's an amazing concert that takes place at the Vanguard in Hampton. And talk about some amazing musicians, generations represented. And it's just, I really think that's the heart of music is sharing it. And if other musicians can collaborate, what you all did, well, Soundscapes now is us. So what we did with Bobby Black Hat.
Yes.
And that collaboration, like those are the things that I look forward to. Those out of the box, we could mesh that with that. So any opportunity I get to do something like that, I'm on it.
Awesome. Yeah. United Souls collaboration, maybe.
Hey, I mean,
you know,
stay tuned. I mean, we put something out. I'd like to talk about it and maybe see if we can arrange something.
That would be awesome. Yeah, I actually got to go to the first Hef Fest, not this last one. I had something else the same night, but it was so much fun.
Yeah. Mayor Tuck showed up on the guitar and just Bill Beach, previous board member. He was actually the mastermind behind all of that. So shout out to Bill.
Absolutely.
And his crew. So Hef Fest this year, no plans for you. You got to show up.
I'll be there.
Okay.
I'll be there. Deal.
Sweet.
Good. All right. Well, so I know you've seen a couple of these before. So as you know, we end up every episode with a set of four quick questions. We call them our rapid fire four.
Okay.
It's okay if the answers aren't fast, but I'm going to throw them right at you.
Okay. Right. I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. If you could snap your fingers and learn to play a new instrument instantly, what would you choose?
The accordion.
That's
and
good.
I know that sounds weird, but I've always been fascinated with that sound, with the visual of it. And just to be quite honest, I like to do things that a lot of people aren't doing. So you don't really see accordion players that prominent in the musics that I've gravitated towards. So I don't know. Maybe if I could grab an accordion. Yeah. You got one laying around?
I think we actually had one donated to Soundscape, so yeah, we might be able to hook you up.
Give
me
some time with it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. I think you're the first person to say accordion.
Wow.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
That's awesome. So you want to do something a little bit different from other people, you're doing it. So
there we go.
Good. What is one of your favorite local places to eat, and what's your usual order?
Favorite local place to eat would probably be Stuffed down in Phoebus. Three Sha-Rimp tacos, extra chips, and bring me the whole bottle of hot sauce.
Yes. Okay. Good answer. I know. Because I think they started as a food truck.
Absolutely. And I met them as a food truck.
Okay.
I would find them after the block party series downtown, and I would pop a squat right on the curb next to the food truck. I wouldn't go far. And I would order and eat right there. Yeah.
Nice.
Love stuff.
Good. What is your go-to song or artist if you need to boost your mood?
Go-to song or artist. So many. Boosted my mood. I probably would put it on a mix of maybe some Afro beats. Yeah, Afro beats are really where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. And just the tones, the blends, the dialect. Yeah, Afro beats gets me going.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And this one, I'm going to have you talk directly to the camera.
Okay.
What is one piece of advice that you'd like to share with our students at Soundscapes?
One piece of advice I like to share. Find your sound. Find your sound. You could be playing in an orchestra and there'll be 3, 4, 10 instruments that look just like yours, but you've got a unique sound. And find your sound.
Great advice.
Thank you. I hope
Thank you, Gabe. This was so much fun.
This was fun. It was quick.
Absolutely.
It was quick. So hopefully we'll be able to do something again soon. And I just appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely. It was our pleasure. And thank you for watching and listening.
Thanks for joining us around the Teal Table. Learn more at soundscapes.org. Soundscapes is supported in part by the National Endowment for the Arts, Virginia Commission for the Arts, Newport News Arts Commission, Carnegie Hall through the Play USA program, LA Phil through the Partners in Music Learning program, the Dario Foundation, Town Bank, the Bernadine Franciscan Sisters Foundation, and the City of Newport News. Recorded at Soundscape Studios. Original theme music by Joe Hamm.